All right.
Got Rihanna in it.
Jillian Michaels is standing by her controversial comments about Lizzo's weight. The fitness pro and former Biggest Loser trainer was back in the headlines this week for doubling down on her opinion that glamorizing obesity is dangerous. Even if the person in question is body positive, single Lizzo, and while Michael was called gross for her comments and accused of body shaming, she stands by her opinion. Here's what I'm going to say, she told TMZ. When she was stopped on the street Thursday and asked about Lizzo's controversy, I'm a health expert. For decades, I've had to say repeatedly that your weight and your size has no bearing on your merit or your value, your beauty, your worth, or your ability. Where it does have a relevance is your health. To pretend that it does not only, to pretend that it's not, is not only irresponsible, it's dangerous. It's not a lie that I'm willing to tell people to be politically correct. Mm. That's not bad. Following. Why are we celebrating her body, Michael said. Why does it matter? That's what I'm saying. Like, why aren't we celebrating her music? Because it isn't going to be awesome if she gets diabetes. I thought about you with that one, D. I'm just being honest. I love her music. My kids love her music, but there's never a moment where I'm like, I'm so glad that she's overweight. Now, I also remember she just went out on Al Roker in a week or so ago. And I didn't go into click the Al Roker story. No. Jillian Michaels. And Al Roker, I think, blasted back. I think he said that she wanted him to do something with her, and that's why she was upset. But she blasted Al Roker and said that he has a lot of terrible habits as far as maintaining his health also.
He lost a lot of weight, though.
Yeah, but she's still saying.
He's a yo-yo, though.
Yeah, she's still saying that. Because he had the, what's her name, gastric bypass. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is that what he did?
Yeah. Yeah, that was when it was, but that was before it was hot.
You know, didn't Chris Christie have
pilot project?
Didn't Chris Christie get that? He's still big.
He didn't take.
Some people don't.
Some people. I know a couple people have had it that are kind of large again.
He did the Homer Simpson, like they put it on one side and just.
Yes, exactly. I guess so. He's still a big dude. Okay, I'm of two minds of this. One, you think about Lizzo, and I remember I saw when she was on The Breakfast Club. And I think Charlamagne even asked her. It was some way it kind of got to her weight. And she was like, I used to be small. I be big.
She said she
She's like, I can go either way. She's like, next time you see me, I'm going to be slim and fine or something like that.
One of the things I pointed out when we first started talking about Lizzo is that I wonder, my biggest thing before I wanted to see the next project because I wanted to see was health and weight going to play a factor and how that may affect her fan base.
True.
That's one of the things.
Oh, but the thing is, though, women.
She have to be heavy now.
Yeah, because they kind of like, you will see all kind of women. They like
I don't think it's fair to her because I think she's really.
She's embracing it.
I think she's really talented.
Oh, she's super talented.
So I don't want it to be. In some ways, what Jillian Michaels is saying, I don't want her success to just be wrapped up in her health her weight because it's not healthy.
No,
we've talked about this on
the show. And this goes back to my point where I'm kind of two sides of it. Two sides of mind of it. But also, you think about Lizzo too. She's on tour. And way she performs, from everything I've heard, and from I've know quite a few women who went to go see her, she puts on a fucking show. She ain't just standing there and she just ain't singing.
Yeah.
She's dancing, she's moving, she's twerking, she's playing the flute. She's putting on a cardio.
Well, that's playing the flute.
Listen, that's still wind. That's still wind.
Saw one of her videos the other day. She wasn't doing a lot. She wasn't doing a lot in that video.
No. That's a video. I'm talking about a cold concert.
Okay.
From what I've heard, she consistently does this the entire concert. So people's like, listen, she's putting on a cardio feat right now that a lot of you skinny motherfuckers couldn't do. So that's mine of it.
Does that still mean she's healthy?
But that goes back. That goes to my point. That's why I say it's kind of complicated.
She fall out on stage with that flute.
Listen, I don't want to. Hey, somebody look up, see how old she is. I am curious about that.
I think she's in her early 30s.
She's early 30s? All right. Well, I mean, body starts to go down another way when you hit them 30s. Yeah. So, but you look at it too, it's kind of like she's a big girl. So she needs. 31. Yeah, 31? Okay, mm-hmm. So yeah, it probably would be in her best interest to lose some weight because as you get older, she's 31 years old. So you see some women that's like 27, 28, play sports all their life in high school. They get their mid-20s, late 20s. It's kind of like, baby girl, what happened?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're not doing athletic things. They're not working out as much. And it hits you, and it's hard to get off. I don't care who you are. It's hard to get off. So do I think she probably needs to think about her health long-term? Yeah. But I also think she seems like a pretty smart woman. Maybe she's thinking that too.
Yeah.
But she's riding this wave because, as we said so many times, unfortunately, within the music culture in America, it can only be one black woman that's hot at the one particular time.
Oh, no, it's true, though.
Who?
Megan Thee Stallion, too.
Who?
Megan Thee Stallion.
And they kind of put Lizzo in hip hop too, because they don't want to put in a pop thing. That's a whole other cultural thing, whatever. That's another discussion. But she got to ride this wave right now, because you never know when that wave crashes, she going to be done. So listen, if the girls like to be big, girls like to be big. I'm going to go ahead and rock this music while I can. Go ahead and rock it.
I watched the interview this morning. I actually watched it twice, because here's the thing about people in general. They want to hear what they want to hear, and they don't listen to everything in full context, and they just go off of a tangent based on emotions. And number two, most people don't want to hear the truth.
Which interview did you watch twice? The Julia Michaels interview?
She was on the BuzzFeed AM. Yes, she made the comment. Yeah, I did watch the TMZ clip afterwards too. And she did not bring up Lizzo until the host asked her about Lizzo.
Well, they bring it up because she's a health expert.
Right. And so, Julia Michaels said, she was trying to say in general about when they were talking about Lizzo's weight, she's like, I know that she's big and all that, but she has to be healthy. It's none of our business to tell her that she's big when she's right in a sense, but it's up to Lizzo to change her diet, her health habits and all that, which Jillian Michaels is correct. But she's like, if you're going to talk about her, talk about her music. And that's what Jillian said. If we're going to talk about Lizzo, talk about her music. If you don't like her music, then so be it. But what Jillian Michaels was saying in the beginning, before the topic of Lizzo was brought up, she said, everybody's always asking me, what's the secret to lose weight and this and that and the third? She said, more exercise, eat less, and be more active. And she's right. The main point of that interview was that people like to take shortcuts. And that's why obesity is the number one problem in America right now. She also said too that bankruptcy is number one too, as far as the healthcare system and all that, because the more people get sick and the more ailments. I'm not talking about cancer and all that. I'm talking about people being obese. You know, the more money we put into the healthcare system, and that's where the angle she was coming from. It wasn't so much Lizzo. People bring up the topic of Lizzo because, like you said, Lizzo is the hottest thing right now. Yeah. But you know, Jillian Michaels was really trying to get away from the Lizzo thing, and What it comes down to is that people, unfortunately, who are lazy like to take shortcuts. And number two, people like to hear what they want to hear, and they get pointed out.
But I don't think you was anything about Lizzo taking shortcuts or anything like that.
People in general who attack Jillian Michaels is like, they don't want to hear the truth. They take what they want to hear, and they go off of tangents based on emotions instead of dealing with facts.
Jason? Yeah, and I think the other thing we should touch on too, again, reiterate for one thing, the concern would be now Lizzo's in this box of, in order to stay hot, she has to keep the same image, whether she wants to or not. But putting that concern aside, I think the important thing is also to point out that there's really no one way. You know, there could be somebody who's bigger and perfectly healthy, and somebody who's like very small and very unhealthy.
Or somebody who
you'd think is healthier than somebody on either extreme, and they have some underlying problem. Yeah. So I think it's about more than anything, because sometimes we handle things a little sloppily. Case in point, the last conversation we had. But in this case, I think this body image thing is like so big and so complicated. You have to just be a support system for people, I think, as much as anything.
Yeah, if she wants somebody to support her, if she's going through whatever she's going through, hey, whatever it is. Remember, this is America. This is the freedom. You can do whatever you want to do with your body and what an image you want to do, although people are going to attack it, but that's Lizzo's life.
It comes down to two extremes, is whether you support her or you don't because of her weight. It's like, me personally, does her weight appealing to me? No, but who am I or anybody else to tell her she needs to lose weight and all that? So she's a smart girl. She knows if she wants to lose weight or not. If she does decide to lose weight, hopefully she or anybody else who's going through a health challenge or what have you, you need to be healthy for yourself, not for somebody else, not just because of other people's opinions.
I know it's not her way why she's not attracted to you.
For the first time in 2020, Brother Bunker strikes again.
Wow.
Think you slick.
Wow. I seen you get an eye to some big, pretty white girls, and it ain't the way.
Wow. I feel you.
I've seen it holler at bigger girls before. Yes, I have.
Not that size though. Not that big.
Facts.
Not no. No.
She wasn't that big.
75% though. 75%.
No.
It was 75%.
I know you're a little slick. You can't try to be a little slick right now.
You know what? I find it interesting that when it's someone who's white, there's no criticism of them. But if it's someone that's African American, that's confident, that displays this confidence or what have you.
Just yeah.
What they are. It's, oh, they need to do, like, really?
Yeah.
Like really?
We know any, like, big white women that's, like, superstars right
well,
now?
Well, like, Ashley Graham got some controversy.
But she ain't shaped like Lizzo.
Yeah, no. But what's her name?
She's shapely.
You got what's her name that's on SNL, who's funny as shit and cute?
The girl that we had the Hulu show?
The Hulu show.
Yeah, she had a Hulu show. Yeah.
Then there's the English girl.
It's like poor man's Adele.
Adele?
No, who? Not actually.
You got Meghan Trainor.
Meghan Trainor, that's what I was.
She just came out with a new video. I saw that.
She's not that big.
She ain't big.
Is she?
But
you're right.
She gets
you're right.
Called out about her weight.
Well, you just said.
But I brought up the Ashley Graham thing.
Not the same degree.
It's Lizzo,
though. Yeah, yeah.
I brought up the Ashley Graham thing just because when she did look skinnier. All her fans came, or like her fan base came attacking.
Yeah, when she yeah, that's true. When she lost weight, people did kind of attack.
AD Bryant.
Oh yeah. Check out our Hulu show. It's very funny.
Oh, she's
it was a
she's great, gonna have a long career.
Oh, that great British chick from Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, her.
Oh yeah, she's.
Oh, Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, Rebel Wilson.
So yes. It for Rebel, me, yeah, I yeah, see yeah. it as a double standard.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like you want to critique. You know, Lizzo, because, you know, oh, well, yeah. She's, you know, she needs to worry about this. She needs to worry about, what about these other actresses that are big and stuff like yeah. that? But well, you want to target her because well, she's just confident.
I will say this. I don't know if y'all saw the picture because I didn't know who she was until I saw the other picture of her. Fucking Adele, she is thin.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's yeah. thin. But what's crazy, kind of counter to your point, though, counter, a lot of people was getting on Adele because how big she was. And she lost a lot of weight, and now people saying you look too skinny.
Yeah, I know she lost the weight because she lost a lot of a breakup.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
something.
Her boyfriend she got cheated on him.
But I think like, she, but oh, okay. I personally, I don't. I mean, I like a big girl. Hey, don't matter to me. As long as you're cute. Adele was cute, and she looked good to me. I mean, she was fine. She was nice looking. She's thin. She's the same woman. She still looked nice. Okay, whatever. You know, but you do have these things with stars. It's kind of like, but I agree with you. It's typically kind of like black and brown women are more critiqued about their shape than white women.
And their confidence
and their shape. And with their confidence.
Like, oh, no, you can't
like
be
Chris Rock.
No.
Chris Rock has said it plenty of times in stand-up. Saying, you can't tell a big black woman she ain't fine. She's like, I don't care what you say. She knows she fine. And Lizzo, she has that confidence, and hey, she rocking it.
So I thought of this because what Dedrian said about... you know, being like Lizzo's being such a big thing and then her weight being such a big topic. Yeah, there've been larger African American women that have been stars before.
Yeah.
Or maybe not as big, mm-hmm. but approaching it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just dawned on me. I was like, we've named a handful of white women who can be like outside of like standard beauty.
Yeah.
Hollywood beauty standards, let's put it.
Right.
What about Asian or Latina women? Like, where are we? Like, I can't. Maybe I'm just having a brain freeze, but what larger, fuller figured...
Like Latino?
Yeah, that's not just like slim thick. Like, to differentiate between like... I can just see, busty I can and things like that.
Not Asian.
Yeah, you know what? You can say it's just... It goes to the Hollywood stereotype.
Yeah.
You know, Asian women or Hispanic women that are, let's say, of Lizzo's size, they don't fit the category.
Yeah, they're not as famous.
They're not Hollywood... Type, because because if you think about it, Lizzo, if she wanted to do movies, what she's gonna be typically typecast as?
Yeah,
I mean, church lady,
a nurse,
best friend,
the aunt,
best friend,
sassy best friend,
with a Latino and an Asian, what housekeeper?
Damn,
like that's what Hollywood would. Yeah. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
They would typecast them as that, so they don't.
I know Lizzo was in.
How many Asian housekeepers do you see?
Depends on the Asian.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, Philippines. I get that point.
So
both categories, really.
Basically,
I know Lizzo was in Hustlers, but she was. I didn't see Hustlers, although I heard it was really good.
I want to see that.
Yeah, I heard she was in it, but I don't know if she was a. Cracks. I don't know if she was a stripper.
I heard it's good.
But
that's the Jennifer Lopez movie.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez.
She's getting sued by the. Stripper that made it
the madame.
I think she's getting sued for $40 million.
Selling body up in there.
Where
you said the madame?
Isn't was it, she? Wasn't she like a madame or something?
I don't know if they was just stripping or were they selling a little bit on.
Well,
the
was
side.
It Nevada or was it I elsewhere? Didn't know that's the a, only one place
you
can get away
club
with that.
You used to go to and pay for the ass, Arnie.
What? Absolutely not, sir. I have seen people pay for it. Not I. Not I.
Are we talking about plastic surgery?
Who?
Are we talking about plastic surgery?
No, he's talking about just strip joint back in the day. They caught on fire.
It was a brothel.
Oh my God. No comment.
Yeah, it was kind of a brothel. It was. I didn't partake. I stayed at the bar. No. Not in there, sir. I've seen it out. And listen,
madam, do you have a condom?
Listen, love, not even that. I wouldn't.
It burned straight through.
No. Holy shit. I'm fine.
What in the world?
Man, I walked up out of there. I'm like, man. I need a
towering inferno.
Like, I need a hazmat suit walking up out this one. It was fun. It was fun.
Never made it in harness.
Oh, man, I saw a dude get mouth.
1 Miller Lite, please.
On the dance floor. They had bats that lined around the bar. We knew a girl that bartended up in there too. We had bats that lined the bar, and it wasn't that big. And this girl, she was from down south, and I think the other strippers come over there, was just talking to us. I mean, people just want to talk. And she was like, "Yeah, this girl over here, she's trying to fuck all of us up in here. I don't know what she on. She was bad, but she had a straight gold grill at the bottom and tats everywhere. But she was a nice looking girl in the face. She was a pretty girl." But she crawled to this guy. He just stood there with some money in his hand. She crawled all fours right up to his crotch, unzipped his pants, and just, she ain't pull it out. But he had a good time right there.
And you was just watching.
Yeah. I was. I said, "Well, damn it, what am I seeing right now?" And then I turned around.
But he was this close.
No, I wasn't that close. I'm like, where I'm at right now to like the piano. I'm like, wow. Like,
it was a Spike Lee movie how you just kept drifting without walking close and
close. That camera just rolled closer.
You just flowing over.
Then my guy went to the bathroom and he came back. He sat down. He was just shaking his head. I'm like, what's wrong? He said, man, ain't nothing but rubbers up in there. I said, dude, I thought that was a private room. He said, no, that's the bathroom. I said, well, damn. Then I looked to the side of me. And it had a room, it was like a champagne room, but it was just kind of like a curtain. And somebody left it open for a second, and you could just see girls going back and forth, back and forth. I'm like, damn.
This sounded like something out of a Hangover.
Damn. And it was a 2-drink minimum per hour in that motherfucker.
And yeah, when you found out, though, that they had to pay the mayor. Yeah. Like, it was a brothel. They was paying off.
Yes.
They had to pay a certain, they kept raising the amount of money that the owner had to pay off. Yep. And then finally, it hit the fan.
It caught on fire. But
they closed it down like 2 or 3 times.
Yeah,
but it reopened. I think it reopened.
It caught on fire last time I knew I was out there. That was a minute ago.
That's how much sin was going on in there. Good Lord was like,
somebody like, you're already
stop it. That's enough.
In fact, you went too far, my dad.
Man, we walked up.
No. We got to burn it down to cover our tracks. Come on, people.
We walked up out of there. It wasn't daylight yet. We walked up out of there and we just like looked at each other.
I'm just imagining.
You were in Arnie's long enough that it turned a daytime?
It didn't turn a day.
But you got close enough to daytime?
I dropped my guy off. I think.
What time did you go in there?
Oh, we kind of went in there kind of late.
I'm imagining.
What's kind of late?
About 12 or 1.
You stayed in that bitch for like 4 or 5 hours?
No, we stayed in there for about 3 hours.
I'm imagining D.
That's a long time to be in a brothel and not be fucking.
Dude, like I said,
I like to be around the nastiness, but not partake.
No,
at one point I'm be like, I'm not gonna fuck.
No,
I need to go home.
Not for me.
I was imagining starring in an X-rated From Dusk Till Dawn. This is the only thing I can picture.
Back, man, it was a girl, man.
Selma Hayek walks in.
There
was herpes on every surface.
It was a girl. It was a girl that was in there. Her ass was so big. She had a birthmark.
Is this one of those jokes we were supposed to say? How big was it?
No.
Oh yeah, do it again.
No. Oh, I'm not doing that to that woman.
What were you saying?
No, she had.
But what was it? Just start over.
Her ass was so big.
How big was it?
Oh my God, dude, she had a birthmark on her butt, but it was kind of like
some sexist shit going on here.
No, I'm just describing you what I saw.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
It was crazy because I mean just going to strip clubs when I was younger. I mean, it was kind of like a certain type, if you want to say the stripper type, a Hollywood type. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of like, okay, yeah, slim, thick, whatever, like that. You know what I'm saying? Going to more established places as of color, Latino, black. You know what I'm saying? The women look a certain way, whatever, like that. Man, they just didn't care up in Arnie's, and it was something for everybody. I mean, everybody. And this girl, I mean, the blemish on her booty, it was kind of like, oh my God, like, I can't believe you stripping. But she had all the guys up on her. I said, well, goddamn it, you know what, girl, you working. You have fun. It was cool. It was just something to see. It was a thing that was kind of like, I said I did it in my life. I've been to Arnie's.
How many times you been in there?
Just once. Oh, I don't, you don't need to go more than once. I mean, if you go more than once, it's an issue with you.
If you stay 4 hours.
I didn't stay four. It was like three. It was like three.
I could tell it was four.
No, he was trying to milk the experience.
It wasn't four.
He said the sun.
I need another hour.
He said he went in there at one, right?
I said the sun was close to coming up. So I said the sun was up.
Close to coming up is 5 o'clock.
In the summertime.
Yeah, damn, in the summertime.
I don't know if we went in the summertime.
So in the wintertime, the sun comes up at like 6:30.
So you were there.
Man,
so
when do we go?
That bitch for that. You basically became the furniture. No. They was fucking. They was fucking on you.
Dr. D, would you like anything?
Listen, I stayed at the bar. I stayed in my one seat, and I didn't move. I just watched and observed.
Wait, where was your guys at?
They was right next to me. Nobody went to the champagne room. Dude, it was so small, you saw everything in there, okay. Right up on you. It was not a big place at all.
Okay.
And it had, dude, their dance floor was kind of like a strip of towel that you just put down in somebody's kitchen, like towel, whatever like that. It was just like a little runway. They came out. Dude, it was like a for real hole in the wall. They came out with, seemed like it was a room, and they came out. And that was a dance floor. It was kind of elevated. They walked along for a little bit of time. And by the time basically they got to me, they probably took like 10 steps. And it was there. And that's when everything went down. I'm like, I can't believe what I'm watching right now. Hey, man, listen.
I like that it seemed like a room. As though, like, what? The other
it was. I put it like this. Think about my basement with no walls. Okay. It might have been a little bit bigger than this.
Oh, well, I thought it was smaller than this.
No.
So that means it's bigger than what I expect. You make it seem so small, I'm thinking
it's that's a pretty small strip club.
I'm not saying
like
that.
Yeah, that's a small strip. You damn near, it felt like it's it. Just, yeah. It was like a few rounds. It was a few rounds.
And you like that, and people fucking around you, and you just be like, I'm a chill.
I just had to see
it. You ready to go? Nope, not yet. Not yet.
Listen, in our early 20s, man, we went through a string of strip club establishments. Like, it was like they were going out of style. So we had to hit just about all of them.